The New York Marathon is probably one of the world's peak races. About 40,000 ran through the New York streets yesterday, and among them, four Indigenous teenagers from right here on home soil. They've been training for the past year under marathon legend Robert D. Costella, and among them, 19-year-old Joseph Davies from Kununurra. He completed the marathon, and I spoke with him on the phone few hours ago, and I asked him how he was feeling after the race.
Yeah, like, I'm not exhausted or anything. It's just I'm sore on my Achilles and legs and stuff. It's just hard on the legs, I guess.
Oh, that's good, Joseph. And how did you feel lining up at the start? Can you describe what it was like?
I was probably more nervous than excited. Like, I don't know, like, I had, 26 miles, 42 k's in front of me, and I was just stressed out over that.
And were you surrounded by a lot of people?
Yeah, there's like a few waves. I was in the second wave. It's quite good. Yeah, but like I was up the front. Me and these other guys who's running with me and the other boys and these guys, these other Americans, they were like they were filming us through the whole run. So we all had our own runner with us. So it was good.
And
I showed a lot of support.
And did you run with the other boys who've been training for this marathon, or did you end up splitting up and, running faster or slower?
Yeah, we ran for like, I don't know, a K and a half together, and then we all split up. We went to our own pace, I guess. Because we've all been training differently, so we wouldn't all have the same pace.
And talk me through the race for you, Joseph.
I was running good. And I got to about the 5 mile mark, and then my right Achilles started to hurt. So I had to stop and stretch that and give it a rub. It was I continued on for a while, and it was always still there. It never went away. So all throughout the race, I had to stop and stretch and rub it a bit. So I did that for the whole race. But other than that, I felt good. Like my fitness level was good. The only thing that's let me down is my legs. They were sore.
My legs would be sore if I had to run a marathon too. I can...
Yeah, like when I saw that 20-mile mark, I was happy. I was like, damn, I only got 6 miles to go, but I wanted to move along. So I knocked that back in another gear, and it was good, man. I was just happy. When I saw that Central Park, all the feelings started coming, and then I knew I was close, so I just had to push that just for the last couple of miles.
This is amazing, Joseph, that you as a teenager from Kununurra have run and completed the New York Marathon. This is a wonderful achievement.
Yeah, it's good. Like, not many people my age get that opportunity or that experience to come to New York and then run in one of the world's biggest race, which is the New York Marathon. So, yeah, I'm happy and I was proud as when I crossed that finish line. I wasn't going to cry, but it felt like emotions were coming up and I was going to cry, but yeah, it was good.
And out of all the thousands and thousands of people who raced, do you know what your place and time was?
Nah, all I know is there's a lot of people.
So a lot of people, and you finished in there somewhere. Did it take you longer than 3 hours, less than 3 hours?
More than 3 hours, yeah.
And would you do it again?
Yeah, like if I do it again, I'd have more knowledge in the race, and I'd know what to do in the marathon. Like I was running with my eyes blind and just listening to the guy I was running with, and hoping that he knew what he's talking about. But yeah, he was good. My sugar levels were good for the whole race, so yeah, I reckon if I did it again, I'd go quite well. Everything we've been through for this whole year is a great experience. Like we all had our downs and like. Speed bumps a long way, but who doesn't? I guess it's good. Like, I guess that's just a challenge that we had to take on and see if we can go through the marathon or not.
And Joseph, do you have a message this morning for people listening in Kununurra, your hometown?
Yeah, marathon's not as easy as they think it is.
Oh, look, it's been marvellous to catch up with you, and this has been an amazing experience. Celebrating your 19th birthday too last week, that would have been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it was good. I was meant to go to watch the NBA game, but it was cancelled, so that was a shame.
But you went to the Hard Rock Cafe, I believe.
Yeah, it's good. And sort of got embarrassing when they stopped the music and they all made everyone in the whole cafe sing happy birthday.
And where are you right now, Joseph?
Somewhere in New York. I'm at this rib restaurant. I'm going to eat ribs tonight.
You deserve it too. And has New York been like the movies, everything that you've imagined you were seeing with your own eyes now?
Yeah, it's good. It's like, but it's a lot taller than I thought. It's like, there's a lot more tall buildings. Like, I thought it was only going to be in one area, but the whole bloody island's covered. It's like you're looking up 24/7.
And all those yellow cabs and people bustling everywhere. It's a city that doesn't sleep.
Yeah, it's good. The people here are kind of, they're like, friendly. Like, whenever they see us around, they ask us, because we all have our uniforms on, and they ask us where we're from and have a big chat with us. It was good.
Fantastic. When are you coming home?
I'm getting to Australia on Thursday. I'll be back in Canada on Friday. Can't wait. Getting a bit homesick.
Joseph, I'll let you get back to those ribs. You deserve it. Well done.
No worries.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Joseph Davies from Kununurra speaking to me from outside a ribs restaurant in New York, somewhere in the city. And he has completed the New York Marathon. And the New York Marathon website results page has finally cleared. The server has been so busy it couldn't possibly log anyone else on, but probably because it's now 10:15 last night there, we've been able to access the results. And Joseph came 12,079th, which is pretty good given that about, 46,000 people entered the race. So 12,079th, his time, 3 hours, 42 minutes and 15 seconds. I think I would still be going if I started that race. I would still be out there now. I'd be walking. No, I'd be catching one of those yellow cabs.